Welcome to the Audio Renaissance presentation of The Prometheus Deception, written by Robert Ludlum, adapted for audio and produced by Tony Hutz, and read by Frank Moore.
The driving rain was unrelenting, whipped by howling winds, and the waves crashed against the coast, a maelstrom in the black night. Just offshore, 50 dark figures bobbed, clinging to their buoyant, waterproof haversacks like survivors of a shipwreck. The freak storm was good. It provided excellent cover. From the beach, a pinpoint of red light flashed on and off twice, a signal from the advance team that it was safe to land. Safe? What did that mean? That this particular stretch of Tunisian coastline was left undefended by the Garde Nationale? Nature's assault seemed far more punishing than anything the Tunisian Coast Guard could attempt. The men made their way to the beach and clambered onto the sand. Stripping off their black rubber dry suits to reveal dark clothing and blackened faces, they removed their weapons from their haversacks. Heckler and Koch MP-10 submachine guns, Kalashnikovs, sniper rifles. They were Al-Nahda freedom fighters, natives of Tunisia come to free their country from the oppressors. But they were led by foreigners, skilled terrorists who also shared their faith in Allah, freedom fighters from the most radical wing of Hezbollah. Their leader was the master...